Hey, yo! What up? My name is CJ, and this is CJ Steak. Welcome to my podcast, y'all. How y'all doing, everybody? It's a beautiful day, beautiful. Yo, I'm looking at the window right now, man. My view is incredible, okay? All right, I like when, my favorite thing every day is when the sun comes up in the morning, and then it's not coming to my balcony directly, right? Because my room is overlooking my balcony, and then I got this big, it's an entire wall, which is a window. It's a glass window of the entire wall from ground to top. And when the sun is coming, you know, through my balcony, it becomes too bright that I can't sleep. But when the sun is facing the other direction, the view is incredible. So, yeah. I don't know why I'm telling you guys about my balcony and my sun coming to the window. I don't know. I guess I'm just marveled by creation every day, right? But it's a beautiful sunshine. It's outside and it is a bright day. And I feel great. I hope you guys feel the same. I talked to God this morning when I woke up first thing. And I feel good whenever I do that. And I'm learning a lot these past few days, man. Just, you know, with this series of prayers I'm doing right now. Teaching me a lot of things. Reminding me of my true identity of, you know. Today I was being reminded that praise is a very strong form of prayer. Okay, praise is not just singing songs out there. Once you're praising, you are praying. Okay, and the Bible is asking us to praise, praise, praise. Praise even when things are not going right. Praise even when you can't see, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel. Just keep praising God, because definitely there is a plan. All right. So hey, I'm not about to preach today, okay? But I'm just here just to let you guys know how I feel. And let's talk today. Let's talk about something that is bubbling inside of me. So I woke up this morning after my devotion. I felt this great need to talk to someone today, to inspire somebody. I want to speak directly to you who's listening to me right now. You who's listening to me right now, this one is for you, okay? And today, I want to talk about how you love yourself. Okay, so today we'll be talking about how you love yourself, because I believe how you love yourself is how you teach others to love you. Loving yourself is a very important aspect of our being. If you cannot come to the point where you love yourself unconditionally, you cannot radiate that love to other people. Okay, let's talk about that today. Today I'm just here to remind you to love and to hug yourself more often. Have you ever practiced that? Have you ever tried just, you know, try to hug yourself by yourself? I'm actually trying to do that right now. It's crazy. I know it sounds crazy. But then that is something that you must teach yourself to do. Today, I want to speak directly to you, straight from the heart. Now, there's a lot of people out there who don't believe in themselves. Okay? They don't love themselves. Some of you out there are worried about what everybody else is saying about you. You're so consumed with helping this person, so consumed with helping that person, your kids, your friends, your family, your significant other, but you forget about the most important person, yourself. All that should stop today. Okay? Today, I'm your voice of reason. I'm sitting right up in your living room right now, in your car, in your office, or wherever you're listening to me from, reminding you to love you some you. A major part or a major key, I like to say key because it's important, a major key to happiness, and also a major key to success, which I also think is a major key to living a great and fulfilled life, is finding a way to fall in love with yourself. You're going to be asking yourself why. I'll tell you, because you're worth it, because you're worthy. You're more than enough. So no matter what you've done in the past, no matter what they say, you got this. Sometimes you got to be able to push that sunshine through those dark days, through those dark clouds. So this at this very moment, right, what I want you to do is I need you to do me a favor and just try to hug yourself. And why do I say you have to push yourself through those dark days? Because there are times where you go through a lot of things that people around you cannot see. There are times where you find yourself in situations where you're dealing with a lot inside, but yet the outer person cannot show that. You have to, you know, keep all that inside of you. because you got to go to work and keep a smile on your face, because you got to serve people coffee, greet them good morning, how is your day, and they start telling their stories, but then you have all this inside of you just eating you up, and still you got to find a way to make that person feel good about their day. So I tell you today, the fact that you're able to do that, you are a superhero. Tap yourself on the back, okay, and give yourself a hug and love yourself for doing that. Why? You're going to ask me again. I'll tell you. Because your current state does not seal your fate. I'll repeat that. Your current state, whatever that is, whatever you're going through, it doesn't seal your fate. That doesn't say that's how the rest of your life is going to be. If they cannot relate, well, that has nothing to do with you. Don't let him, or don't let those to determine who you are. You make the determination. Sometimes we fall out of love with ourselves because we don't take the time to forgive ourselves for our past problems, for our past issues, for our past mistakes, for past opportunities that we didn't grab. You keep thinking, oh, what if I had done this, if I had done that, if this, if that. You need to forgive yourself. You didn't take the opportunity. Good. That's past. What about now? What about the opportunity now? What about the opportunity that might come tomorrow? This is the moment that you forgive yourself and you fall back in love with you. Because you are amazing. Because you were born just like everybody else. And if you're born just like everybody else, that means that there's a plan in place for you. I can see greatness in you. But the big question is, do you see greatness in you? For so long, you've let the demons run your brain. You've let the negative thoughts run your brain. I like to call the voice of negativity demons. That's how I call it. Because when I call them demons, it makes me know I should be scared of them. I should, you know, run far, far away because I don't like demons. So all the naysayers and, you know, haters, and those are demons to me. So I know I have to stay far away from you. So for so long, you've let these demons run your brain. But now it is time for you to release yourself from that guilt mentality. Break the shackles, man. And remind yourself that it's super important that you love you some you. If you don't believe it, I want you to do this. I want you to find a mirror, right? Stand right in front of the mirror and say this over and over again until you believe it in your heart of hearts. I want you to say, I am worthy. I am enough. I'm imperfectly perfect. I'm working hard to become the best version of myself. I love me some me. I like that. Because until you love yourself, guys, it's virtually impossible to truly love somebody else. So, right now, it's time to smile. It's time to, you know, power through and put yourself in a position to win in every aspect of your life. Today, I want you to live your life and to make sure that you love you some you. Climb over that hump, man, and make each and every day of your life a wins day. Love you some you. Spoil yourself a little. Take yourself out there. Treat yourself as something good. Just love yourself. Because, like I said, today is a great day to win. And every day should be a wins day for you. Alright? I hope this motivates someone out there. I hope this gives you, inspire you to take care of yourself more. And not to be so hard on you. Because there's always a brighter day the very next day. Alright? My name is CJ, and that's my take for today. Until next time, peace.